Good morning, I'm Brian Moline, Illinois Public Media News. As officials warn coastal residents to get out of Hurricane Matthew's path, Illinois elections officials are putting out a notice of their own. Amanda Vinicky reports.
The Illinois National Guard says it hasn't been activated to help, nor has the Illinois Emergency Management Agency received a request. IUMA spokeswoman says the state is part of a pact in which Illinois could be called on. She says that'd likely happen after any potential damage. Illinois sent about 2,500 employees out following Hurricane Katrina. With an election looming, the Illinois State Board of Elections isn't taking any chances. The board has issued an advisory urging utility workers and volunteers who may assist in anticipated cleanup efforts to vote early. The board says workers may not be back in time to cast a ballot on Election Day, November 8th, and logistics may mean there isn't time for a mail-in ballot to be requested, sent, and returned. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Community leaders and law enforcement in Champaign-Urbana hope a bold new approach to gun violence has the same impact it's had in cities like Peoria. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert has more.
CU Fresh Start is patterned after Peoria's Don't Shoot initiative. In effect since 2012, it's resulted in a drop in shootings there and reduced the local jail population. Thursday marked the first call-in to address what Urbana Police Chief Patrick Connolly calls an epidemic of gun violence.
We recognize that we can't arrest our way out of this problem. I mean, for years, traditional policing methods, in our community at least, has demonstrated that we've got to try something else.
Nine offenders, age 18 and older, on parole or probation with a history of gun-related offenses, were brought before not only law enforcement and the city's mayors, but their own families. The message was simple: put the guns down, and those with CU Fresh Start can connect you with a caseworker and community resources. But stay on the same path and face swift consequences, or worse, become a victim yourself. The nine were not identified, but lectured by the panel, which included Reverend Ricky Parks of Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church of Champaign.
I noticed in the beginning they were a little cold-shouldered, but when we begin to talk about the families, it began to get their attention, that it not only affects the person that was shot, but their families and actually the shooter's family.
Parks says he's eulogized three men killed by gun violence. Champaign Community Relations Manager Tracy Parsons says the call-ins will be held as often as needed, but expects to hold them quarterly. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.
Friends and colleagues are remembering U of I graduate Sharon Gray as warm-hearted and highly respected among her peers. Gray was killed Tuesday in Ethiopia when her vehicle was struck by rocks thrown by protesters. The plant biologist was doing research for the University of California at Davis. In your weather forecast for today, partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers this afternoon, a high of 73 degrees, chance of precipitation 20%. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, gradually clearing with a low of 43 degrees. Sunny skies for the day tomorrow and a high of 67 degrees. I'm Brian Moline, Illinois Public Media News.